Thank you for calling Bingo Cardiff. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Bob Gruger's Outdoor Service.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. I think I'm getting to a point I'm going to make a decision here about sending you my paperwork for hopefully looking at a line of credit. So I don't know if you remember me here from Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Bob Gruger, Gruger's Lawn Freaking, of course.
Well, I wanted to make sure this is the route I wanted to go, and the reason I wanted to make sure of that is just make sure what I wanted to do coming into the wintertime.
Okay.
So I decided I'm going to retain what I do in the wintertime, which means keep the equipment that I do have instead of selling it and paying everything off. After talking to my accountant, you know, it could be good, but then also could be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll be good that, yeah, I could sell my assets, pay back, you know, all the skeletons in the closet and then some, then I'd be out of cash flow.
Right, okay.
And that's not good.
Right.
I'd be back in the same boat in another 6 months going, okay, how do I get jump-started into the springtime? So,
mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, maybe the best thing to do is just, you know, let's look at, you know, what it'd take to get a line of credit established here just so I can get these skeletons paid off and I can get my credit score back up there where it should be.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, because I remember we did talk about that. You said you were looking...
Yeah, that, and I also, if I got to go this route, Steve, it means I'm going to have to update a piece of equipment. I'm going to have to get another truck in line here for the plowing season. Which I
nice.
Know you don't worry about that out there in California, so...
No, but I've been around plowing pretty much my whole life. I'm from Colorado, so I know all about the wintertime, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
well, that's awesome. Well,
and I just feel that way. We're gonna have one of those winters here. I just got a feeling on it just after all the years of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I had to weigh in a number of things here, Steve. One, if I would have sold my biggest plow tractor, because I didn't owe very much money on it. There's only $4,000 left out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I get you to hold on to a split second?
Sure, yeah.
I've got a call coming in. Appreciate
yeah, go ahead.
It. Still there, Steve?
I sure am.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. No worries. I understand you got a business.
I wonder how the customer I sold the sprinkler system to, and I kind of wonder why he was calling in, so he kind of gave me a lowdown. He had to back
right.
out.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. All right.
Oh, no, that's the way it goes. But, so that's kind of what I'm looking at. You know, I've got this pre-qualification form filled out. I'll get my statements around for you, and then you know, I'll get a copy of my 2015 tax return.
Perfect.
And I'll ship it off to you guys, so you can take a look at it.
Yeah. And yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's what I'm here for. I'm gonna get you qualified for the way I like to do things for everybody. One of my clients is. I qualify you for the longest amount period and the largest amount. So longest term, largest amount, and then we work back from there. Okay. So that's the best way to do things.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that sounds good. I will get the stuff shipped out to you tomorrow then.
Okay, sounds good. Are you going to do it through email or are you going to do it like fax?
I'll probably fax it. I just feel more comfortable knowing it's going in that direction.
Okay,
sorry,
I understand.
Steve, I'm still old school.
That's all right.
You know, I actually might have my accountant email you my tax return to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's totally fine too.
But as far as the bank statements and you know my qualification form here, I'll just fax that stuff to you.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Yeah, you can definitely do it that way too. So however you want to do it, whatever's more comfortable for you.
All righty, and what I'll do is, you got my cell number?
Let me see. I'm pulled up your file here. I don't. The only number I have is the 834-8619.
Yeah, okay. Good. My cell number is 616.
Okay.
293-0730.
0730. Perfect.
All right.
All right. Sounds good, Bob. We'll be in contact. I'll be on the lookout for that stuff tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Steve.
All right, Bob. Have a good one.